This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Bob Doty reporting. Iran nuclear talks with world powers is at a critical stage. Negotiations on Iran's nuclear program entered a critical stage Monday as top diplomats from six world powers and Iran tried to reach agreement on key details of a possible accord. "We're working very hard," U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said outside the talks in Lausanne, Switzerland. Obviously, it has a deadline tomorrow night. White House spokesman Eric Schultz said the United States is not going to predispose failure for the negotiations, but said the talks are going to go down to the wire. A Western diplomat said there are three major outstanding issues, with the parties yet to agree on how long a pact should last, how quickly the UN and Western economic sanctions against Iran should be lifted, and how they would be reinstated if Iran violated the terms of the deal. The diplomat also highlighted the urgency of the talks, saying it was yes or no time. Nigeria's Electoral Commission has begun releasing results from the country's presidential election after the United States and Britain warned of a possible attempt to rig the vote count. The commission Monday announced official vote totals from eight states and the capital, Abuja. It said President Goodluck Jonathan won three states and the federal capital territory, while his challenger, Muhammadu Buhari, won five states. INEC Chairman Adahiru Jega said more results would be announced later in the day. This is VOA News. The Saudi ambassador to Washington calls the Saudi-led air campaign against Shiite Houthi rebels in Yemen a war of necessity, not a proxy war against Iran. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
Saudi Ambassador Adel Al-Jubeir says an objective of the air campaign is to protect the Yemeni people and government against the Houthis, who he described as a radical organization with ties to Iran and Hezbollah. He also says the Saudi campaign was launched Thursday at the behest of the legitimate Yemeni government of Abd Rabbo Mansour Hadi and is aimed at returning peace and stability to Saudi Arabia's southern neighbor. U.S. President Barack Obama, speaking with Saudi King Salman, emphasized U.S. support for the action taken by Riyadh and its partners in Yemen, saying they both agreed the goal is Yemen's lasting stability through a negotiated political solution. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is meeting with top officials in Beijing for a visit aimed at pressing Chinese authorities to adopt a more market-determined exchange rate policy. In a statement issued before the talks Monday with Deputy Chinese Premier Wang Yang, Liu said the United States and China must work to achieve a mutually beneficial economic relationship, adding that it is critical to move to a more transparent exchange rate policy. Liu also expressed concern about what he said were attempts to bar technological competition. China is drafting anti-terrorism legislation that would require foreign companies to hand over encryption keys, allow for government surveillance, and store user data with China. A blogger was brutally hacked to death by three men in Dhaka, the capital of Bangladesh, on Monday. Police apprehended two of the three suspects, whom police say are students at religious schools. A police official said the suspects had targeted Washikur Rahman for his anti-Islamic writings. There has been a string of attacks on independent writers who have supported free-thinking values in predominantly Muslim Bangladesh in recent years. U.S. President Barack Obama is planning to visit his ancestral homeland of Kenya in what would be his first visit there as president. White House Deputy Press Secretary Eric Schultz told reporters Monday that Mr. Obama will go to Kenya at the end of July to attend the Global Entrepreneurship Summit. And one person was killed and another injured Monday when a car with two people inside tried to ram security gates near the U.S. National Security Agency outside Washington. The incident has been contained and is under investigation, said Colonel Brian Foley, garrison commander at Fort Meade, the military compound where the NSA and several other federal agencies are based. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.